Public hearing is ordinance providing for a six-month moratorium on applications for casino and or gambling or gaming venues in Sussex County.
If I can get my file out, Mr. Chairman, I'll be with you. Stop over at the bottom. This is an ordinance providing a six-month moratorium on applications for casino and or gambling or gaming venues in Sussex County. The ordinance provides for a six-month moratorium as stated. For the purpose of the ordinance, there were following words shall have the meaning ascribed to them in this ordinance. First one being a casino is a facility that houses and accommodates certain types of gambling devices and gambling table activities. The gambling or gaming definition is to wager or risk money and or something of material value, on an event that has an uncertain outcome with the primary intent of winning additional money and or material goods for the dealing, operating, carrying on, conducting, maintaining, or exposing for pay of any game or games. And the third definition of the gambling device means any device, machine, paraphernalia, or equipment which is used or usable in the playing phases of any gambling or gaming activity, whether such activity consists of gambling or gaming between persons or gambling or gaming by a person involving the playing of a mechanical or electronic machine. And the second section provides that this ordinance shall in no way apply to any existing gaming sites or any forms of gambling or lotteries permitted under the Delaware Code, more specifically contained and described in Article 2 of the Delaware Constitution and Title 28 of the Delaware Code. And furthermore, this ordinance shall not affect any state-sponsored approved lottery ticket sales as set forth in Chapter 48, Title 29 of the Delaware Code. In Section 3, this ordinance can be extended, modified, or terminated at any time by a majority vote of all members of the Council of Sussex County, Delaware. And this ordinance, on number Section 4, this ordinance shall take effect immediately upon its adoption by the majority vote of all members of the Council of Sussex County, Delaware. Can I ask a question? Of Mr. Roberts.
Okay.
When it makes reference to this ordinance can be extended, modified, or terminated at any time by the majority vote, means we don't have to go back through.
No, I think that because it's a moratorium.
Have to go back to the public hearing?
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering, because it's not that clearly stated.
Yeah. I think that's the way. The first one was worded, and it was determined that because it's a moratorium, you have to go back through the hearing process.
Yeah, this is almost worded. It's expanded upon the one we did a year or so ago. Council came up with concerns when the different casinos were discussed on Middleborough, Del Mar, Georgetown, and the inlet. No discussion came about, and they proposed this ordinance. State is in the probably in legislature this year will be a discussion again on the gambling facility. So,
and there's an ordinance that's being worked on.
Right.
And there's kind of a working group that's dealing with it.
But the purpose of this is to create a moratorium for six months to eliminate those chances in Sussex County and also to give us some definition.
Where is the moratorium ordinance? How is it draft form yet? Do we have
Well, the moratorium is the one he just did.
Moratorium
the actual ordinance itself on casinos. Yeah, there's one that's drafted.
Yeah, this is just to create a moratorium to allow us to prepare an ordinance.
As long as we're going to get an ordinance at some time, who cares? We need an ordinance. You know, that's what we really need.
I'm a little concerned about the ability to simply extend it.
Yeah.
You know, they could keep extending it for years if they wanted to.
Well, you know, the state's going to expand gambling at some time because they need the money. So they're just going to go out there to get the money. So why not create an ordinance and get it done? Why wait for the state to?
Oh, I mean, the casino ordinance, I'm talking about the moratorium.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, I'm with you. I'd rather have the ordinance.
Yeah.
Discuss that.
I don't understand what the purpose is.
We've had plenty of time.
It's not far from coming.
It's been 6 months.
It'll be presented in the near future.
Yeah. Okay.
We've had a couple meetings on it staff-wise with some of the attorneys, county attorneys, and being pretty much prepared.
I
Meaning you could always make, if that's your desire, you could make the recommendation for approval just with there be no provision for any extension.
I mean, the council's going to do what they want to do anyway.
And this one is 6 months, and they'd have to re-advertise it again to not let it run itself out like it did last time, because it actually ran out last year.
Wasn't that why we had to hear it again, because it ran out?
Yeah. I was wondering if they had written that clause.
6 months from whenever it goes into effect.
Modify and extend was the first really time they didn't have it last time in there. That was different.
When does the current moratorium expire?
It has.
That's why this is back.
Far rear.
Because the first one didn't say that they could extend it.
Well, this one does, but it, like, that's why I asked.
I don't think they actually did. Even if it did, that they
still would have to go to public hearing.
I have a question for council, if I might.
Okay.
Does that mean I still get to play bingo?
Yeah, that's what that exception
is. That exception.
Yeah.
And that also covers those gaming rooms that they now, those card rooms.
Right.
The thing that could be difficult is the council walks in and asks us to locate all these facilities. That would be difficult.
All the VFWs and
VFWs and Elks and bingo parlors and churches and the gaming venues, which are in a couple shopping centers. We could find those pretty quick, but
the laws don't matter anyway. The Constitution says no slots, and we got them. So there you go. So what does it matter?
No one's even come in and to discuss it.
Nobody's even
the first one.
Constitution says no slots.
State Constitution, yeah. It allows state-run lotteries, but it specifically says no slots.
The only one that we had any conversation on was the one at North Vermillion.
They call them video lotteries.
And they wanted permission. They wanted permission to put in the grandstand and the track.
Which, Mr. Chairman,
agricultural use
is disingenuous.
Where's that?
One north of Millburn.
They
wanted to be able to put
citizens when the state can pretty much ignore its law and do what it wants.
They wanted me to approve a horse farm with a grandstand. What they wanted.
where was this?
One north of Millburn.
They're trying to get annexed in.
I mean, they were in the annexation process, and they knew how long that was going to take.
So they asked me, I can approve a
farm with fences and pasture and stables. I cannot approve a grandstand.
Right.
So they could have started a horse farm there, but they didn't start anything. Now that one had all its approvals with the town of Millsboro to get annexed.
Yeah, they're
except
going
for
in
the applicants haven't signed the affidavit necessary to go with the annexation.
So they're gonna go into town of Millsboro anyway. So what's a big deal?
No, not unless if they get that site approved, they will then sign the affidavit to go to town. They haven't signed the annexation agreement.
Well, our deal is a county issue here. I mean, my inclination is to recommend that we don't extend the moratorium and just draft the ordinance and get it done.
Draft the ordinance forthwith.
Yeah, we can get it done before, even if they pass a bill tomorrow, you're not going to get an application for a casino that quickly anyway.
Well, basically, the ordinance is drafted. You just need the opportunity to review it.
So it shouldn't take
that
long. And
it should be forthcoming soon.
I don't know how to word the motion, but I'm gonna give it a swing, and then council can pick it apart. But Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend to county council that.
Well, sorry to interrupt, but we got to close the. Do we close the open the public hearing and close?
We haven't taken public testimony yet.
Sorry about that.
Stand by. He was on a roll too.
Well,
stand by. Okay,
here.
Is there anyone?
Still got to go through it.
It's an empty room except for.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of the ordinance providing for a 6 month moratorium on applications for casino and or gambling or gaming venues in Sussex County? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to the ordinance providing for a 6 month moratorium on applications for casino and or gambling or gaming venues in Sussex County? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.